Next, Hallmark Channel presents A Snowy Park from Above. Title, A Song for Christmas. Text, Becca Tobin. Kevin McGarry. Kendra Lee Timmons. A large Christmas tree in a public square.
If you are not already in the know,
we're happy to introduce, for the first time on our Nashville stage,
country music's next it girl, Adelaide Kay.
So, Adelaide,
we heard that you're going to be a part of the Christmas Eve showcase at the Palace, where you'll be performing alongside some of country music's greatest stars.
Yes, and it's less than 2 weeks away.
And how are you feeling?
Humbled, excited, terrified, but really, this is a dream come true.
And that song you just sang for us, your hit single, Rockstar, who's that about?
We've heard rumors about you and Cole Wyatt.
Is it true? Is there someone special in Adelaide Kay's life?
Is there someone special? There could be.
Tell us about him.
I really can't. But I will say that there is a place in my heart for something other than just music. And who knows? This is the season of miracles.
Russell points at Adelaide. She smiles.
Ugh, I messed up. I'm always flat on that last note.
Are you kidding? You were perfect. Everyone loved you. Adelaide, you spent your entire life dreaming of doing what you just did. Try and enjoy it.
But what about when they asked me about Cole? Did I look totally panicked?
Well, you definitely did not look madly in love with country music's hottest star.
Maybe because I am not madly in love with country music's hottest star.
We've discussed this. You are supposed to encourage the Cole rumor.
I'm not gonna lie.
Just say there's someone special.
It's called lying.
No, there's someone special. You just haven't met him yet. Besides, pictures don't lie.
They obviously do because this was just coffee as friends.
This is your first cover. How long have you waited for this?
This whole fake dating thing, it just doesn't feel like me.
It's the new you.
Adelaide looks skeptical. A show employee walks in a hallway.
I forgot to tell you, I know I said we could stop in Atlanta tomorrow to visit your parents, but you just booked a ton. Gotta get to Philly.
But Russell, I haven't seen my parents in nearly a year.
They'll see you on TV.
But I promised them.
Adelaide, there are sacrifices to being a star, okay? Right now, what's important is that you just stay focused. Rockstar is climbing the charts. Your name is on the tip of everybody's tongue. You're gonna be an overnight success.
A lifetime in the making.
And soon, it will all be worth it. This is everything you've always wanted, and you are so close.
You're right.
Good.
A bus moves along a road. It passes a snow-covered hill. It passes a sign that reads, Preston, home of the Christmas tree. It goes through the main street of town. It pulls up to a bed and breakfast.
Bingo. Here we are.
Adelaide gets out.
It's so cute. Russell, where did you find this place?
Hey, that's what I do.
It's adorable. Where are we?
Preston, Virginia. We have tomorrow off, so I thought it'd be nice if we slept in a real bed.
This is cute.
Yeah.
Adelaide smiles at the building and walks in.
I'll go let them know we're here.
I'm famished.
Well, don't get too excited.
Russell called ahead.
Russell called ahead.
I am wistfully remembering the days when I used to choose and portion my own food.
Eat up. It's a very healthy, perfectly balanced meal.
A really healthy, perfectly balanced meal is a cookie in each hand.
Sandra and Adelaide smile at each other. A fire burns in a fireplace. Adelaide writes in a notebook.
That magic cheer that means Christmas time. And now I need a word that rhymes.
What are you doing?
Writing a song. Trying to. I'm thinking a country Christmas song.
What do you have so far?
An empty page and determination.
Not a bad start. Well, whatever you write, I'm sure it'll be a hit.
You are obviously forgetting about the spectacular failure of my self-composed debut album.
Girl, I've been with you since you boarded this country music train. You're legit.
Adelaide smiles.
Okay, let's talk schedule. 11 days until Christmas Eve at the Palace. We have the talk radio show on Friday. Big holiday theme. So, here are some jokes the PR team wrote.
Speaking of writing.
Yeah, speaking of writing, Bobby sent over the new song. Here, have a listen.
Adelaide puts a headphone to her ear.
This sounds exactly like my last song. Russell, I'm 28 years old.
25 on paper.
Old enough that I have to stop singing about the cute boy at the bus stop. I want to write my own lyrics.
Adelaide.
One song, and I can maybe sing it at the Palace concert and show my fans who I really am.
You tried writing before, and it didn't work out.
That was years ago.
Before I started steering you in the right direction. Adelaide, we've only been working together 1 year, and already I have you on the Palace bill. So just trust me. You are a great singer, but writing is hard. So you just keep hitting the high notes and leave the rest to us.
Russell stands.
All right.
Adelaide looks down. She opens her notebook. She stares off. She walks out of the bed and breakfast. She walks towards a man leaning against a truck and playing guitar. He looks over and sees her. She walks up to him.
It's a good tune. What is it?
Nothing, really. I'm just playing around. It's just music.
It's never just music. It's catchy. Got yourself an earworm.
An earworm? What's that?
You know, something that wiggles its way into your mind and won't let go.
He smiles at her.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
She looks down at her phone and sees a message from Russell asking where she is.
Better go. Bye.
She walks away.
Bye.
She stops and turns and smiles at him. She keeps walking. Exterior of the bed and breakfast. Adelaide lays in bed. Sandra walks in.
Hey. Time to get up. It's my day off. Russell said that's why he let you sleep late. Let's go. 7 a.m. Pilates, 8 a.m. call with Bobby, and then we hit the road.
Good thing it's my day off.
Chocolate chip.
Sandra holds a muffin.
Don't tell Russell.
You're the best.
Adelaide takes a bite of it. A man sets a suitcase by the bus.
Where are Sandra and Russell?
They're going to get some coffee.
Will you tell them to hold on to mine? I'm going to go in my room and work on the new songs.
I'll make sure no one bothers you.
Thanks.
Adelaide stops by the bus door and looks over at a group of people decorating a tree. She walks towards them.
Where's Adelaide?
Already on board, working in a room.
Great, let's hit the road.
Hey, you can just do this one over there, and then that one on that side. Don't cross it.
She sees the man she saw playing guitar. He looks over and sees her.
Hey, you again.
What's all this?
Clearly you're not from around here.
How could you tell?
Well, for one, I know everybody in this town. And two, the Preston tree lighting ceremony. Famous around these parts.
Oh, tree lighting. Sounds fun.
They smile at each other.
What?
Sorry, it's just... You look exactly like Adelaide Kay. You know the singer?
You know Adelaide Kay? Yeah, I get told that I look like her a lot. Are you a fan?
I like her early stuff. Yeah, her first album was great.
I didn't think anyone listened to that.
I did. That ballad was a real heart ripper.
What about the new stuff.
Not my taste, really.
Oh, yeah? Why? Why is that?
Seems a bit manufactured. None of her songs really have any heart.
Well, maybe she's still searching for the heart.
Maybe. Maybe she sold it.
Must be nice.
What's that?
Criticizing from the cheap seats instead of standing in the spotlight.
You know, for not being Adelaide Kay, you're very protective over her music.
You know what? You're right. It's just music. See you around.
He looks confused as she walks away.
What? No.
Adelaide sees the bus is gone. She searches in her pockets for her phone and doesn't find it. She walks over to the Lapp family Christmas tree lot.
Excuse me, do you mind if I use your phone? I left mine on the bus and they left without me.
Oh no, I have definitely had days like that.
Do you mind if I...
Not at all.
She dials the phone.
It's Sandra. Leave a message.
Sandra, it's me. I'm in Preston. You guys left me. When you get this, will you tell Russell I need you to come back and get me? If you get this in the next couple minutes, you can call this number back. Okay. Bye.
Oh, and if they ask for Spruce, just tell them we have more coming in tomorrow.
Always happy to help.
No answer, but thank you.
Well, which direction are you headed in?
North. Philadelphia.
Well, I'm headed home now, and we live 10 minutes north. Why don't you come along, and if your ride calls, they can pick you up there, and if not, I can drive you back here later.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I'm Haley, by the way.
I'm Addie.
Nice to meet you, Addie.
Nice to meet you.
Here is a hot new track called Rockstar. I think you're all gonna like it.
Haley drives her truck with Adelaide in the passenger seat.
Song. I can never remember the singer's name. Sometimes I think everything I know is about boys and farming.
Really? I don't know anything about that. Well, farming. I know enough about boys.
Haley smiles.
I am a city girl. I'm soothed by the sounds of honking horns and the smell of trash.
Well, then I am definitely a farm girl. I own more pairs of galoshes than heels.
What's a galosh?
Good one.
Just kidding.
That tree line on the horizon?
Mm-hmm.
That is the back of the property.
So pretty.
Adelaide looks out the window. The truck pulls up to a white house. They both get out.
So, this is our house. We grow the trees here and then sell them in town.
It's beautiful.
Come on, I want you to meet my parents.
Adelaide smiles as she looks around at the property.
Hey!
Hey!
Hi! Oh, this is Addie. Addie missed her bus and got stranded in town, so I gave her a ride. These are my parents.
Hi, I'm Emma.
Dale.
Hi.
Happy to have you.
Thank you. Your farm is really full of trees.
Spoken like a true city girl. And I should know, I'm a reformed city girl myself.
Oh, really?
What brought you out here? I fell in love with this one. And after him, I fell in love with these woods. So when it came time to pick a job, we just thought, how about a Christmas tree farm?
She was kind enough to hire me.
You had no choice.
Adelaide looks surprised as she sees the guitar-playing man again.
What's he doing here? That's Dylan, my brother.
Dylan walks over to them.
You already know each other.
Yeah, I met Dylan downtown playing his guitar.
Isn't he talented? I have been president of his fan club since he was a baby. Actually, when he was little, he used to say, Mom, when I grow up, I want to be a musician. And I'd say, honey, I'm pretty sure you can't do both.
We were hoping he'd head off to Nashville to become a big star.
Well, lucky for you guys, I'm not going anywhere.
Haley, don't we show Addie what we do around here?
Addie? That's a bit of an unusual name. What is that, short for something?
Hey, it's 10 days until Christmas Eve. This is the last stretch of our busy season. Addie, how would you like to experience the inexpressible joy of netting a Christmas tree?
Could I have a different job?
Well, you could untangle those Christmas lights.
Untangling those lights would be the true miracle of Christmas.
We'll need a bigger miracle than that.
Haley.
What? It's true.
We'll talk about it later, honey. Dylan, we're in the middle of netting, so how about you take Miss Addie on a tour of the farm?
Oh, she doesn't need a tour.
Mind your manners.
Sure.
Dylan motions for her to go first.
Thank you. You're netting.
Sun shines through big trees. Dylan and Adelaide walk together through the snow.
So, is there something you want to tell me?
Is there something you want to tell me?
Yeah. That's a balsam fir. Over there we have tamarack, spruce, and for the traditionalists, scotch pine.
She looks confused.
These are all types of trees that we have on the farm. Just in case you're confused, a tree is a woody perennial plant.
Here I thought a Christmas tree was just a Christmas tree.
No, much more than that. Although you do strike me as the kind of person that buys a fake plastic tree every year.
Oh, actually, I just decorate a potted plant.
They continue to walk.
So, what do you do on a tree farm? I think that the trees sort of take care of themselves.
No, the opposite, actually. We don't just plant the seed and wait for the tree to grow. Christmas tree farm is a constant battle against drought, insects, heat, frost. Even a 5-year-old sapling still takes 10 years before it reaches maturity. That's 15 years for every tree that we have on this farm. It's a good thing we love what we do.
Dylan breathes in.
You smell that?
It smells like a giant air freshener.
It's fresh snow. These woods in the snow, I don't think there's any place I'd rather be.
Not on stage playing music? You're good.
Oh, yeah?
I just know that real talent is rare. You should be in Nashville playing so you could be heard.
He looks down.
My place is in Preston. And my family.
He walks away. Emma smiles as she works outside.
What are you guys doing?
Salting the driveway. It prevents the ice from forming.
What? I'm from Atlanta. If it snows more than an inch, the city shuts down for a snowpocalypse.
Oh, I think it's for you.
Haley hands Adelaide her phone.
Hello?
Adelaide, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, good news and bad news.
There's been an accident, the highway's closed, and there's a snowstorm on the way.
Go back to the B&B. We'll pick you up as soon as we can.
And the good news?
You and Cole have made another cover.
Great.
She hangs up. She walks back over to the family.
That was my ride. I need to get back soon. So I'm just gonna call a cab and head back to town.
Absolutely not. No, you'll stay here. Yeah, you'll be our guest.
I couldn't. I don't even have clothes or a toothbrush.
Well, we have that. You don't even know me. I'm a stranger.
Emma, hide the silver.
I would if we had some. You'll stay, and that's the end of it.
Well, all right. Thank you.
I'm out of salt.
Oh, I'll pop into town. Addie, do you want to come with me? I can show you around Preston.
I'd love to.
Dylan stares at her. A church in the town. The main street.
Obviously, Preston goes crazy for Christmas.
It's impressive.
Everybody does something for the holiday. When I was a kid, I waited all year for Christmas.
Me too. My family went all out. I really miss being home for the holidays.
Adelaide and Haley walk on a sidewalk.
Every tree that you see here in town, including this one, came from our farm. We've been donating the tree to the square for 30 years. And we will be donating it for 30 more.
They shop in a store.
Hey, Bev.
Oh, Haley.
Oh, Bev, this is my new friend, Addie.
Nice to meet you, sweetheart.
Oh.
Nice to meet you, too.
Have we met before? You look so familiar.
I get that a lot.
Haley, I heard about the farm. How is your family doing?
We're okay. We're not giving up.
Listen, I know how proud your folks are. Too proud for their own good. So let's not tell them, but the salt bags are on me.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's an early Christmas gift. And if there's anything you need, anything at all, come to me.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Nice to meet you.
They keep shopping.
Haley, what was Bev saying about the farm?
Oh, we're behind on the mortgage, and the bank is threatening to foreclose.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the big automotive plant outside town closed down, and it hit Preston pretty hard. Coupled with last year's drought, we lost a few trees, missed a few payments, and just haven't been able to recover.
But you will recover, right?
I hope so.
That's why Dylan won't leave.
We've tried to get him to go, but he won't. He stays for us.
It's pretty selfless of him.
Selfless is saying you don't like pie when there isn't enough to go around. Something my mom always says.
Well, I call that heroic.
They smile at each other. Exterior of the family's home at night.
Oh, this looks amazing.
Thank you. Looks so good.
All right.
Can I have the corn?
Hurry up.
This all looks delicious.
Thank you. Mom, this looks like a treat.
You take more, Addie. Especially these potatoes. They're from our garden. So eat up. Don't be shy.
This is the best meal I've had in a while, and I do love my food.
Well, people who love food are my favorite people.
Well, then you're gonna like me.
Well, what do you like to cook?
I'm not actually much of a cook.
Oh, come on, I bet you're a great cook. What's your signature dish?
Something burnt.
Okay, you're not a cook. Tell us more about yourself, Addie.
Yeah, where are you coming in from? Where are you headed to? What are you doing for the holidays?
Yeah, Addie. Any plans for Christmas?
Adelaide looks at Dylan.
I am actually working this Christmas.
Doing what?
I know something about Addie that I think everyone will find interesting.
Do tell.
Addie doesn't have a Christmas tree.
What?
Are you serious?
Jesus, the pies.
You don't have a Christmas tree?
Well, I have a Christmas tree. I just haven't put it together yet.
Oh, that is a holiday sacrilege. You're going to have to take one of ours home with you.
I would love to.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, Dale, really?
Yes, really. I think dessert is one of the most important meals of the day.
Well, I would live on a farm if we could raise pie.
Here's our new daughter.
Dylan smiles. Adelaide smiles and looks at him. Exterior of the family's home at night. Adelaide looks at the contents of a bookshelf. She smiles at family photos. She goes over to a desk and sees more photos. She sees one of Dylan and Haley and their parents.
I brought you pajamas and a toothbrush and stuff.
Thank you. What is all this?
Oh, I make wreaths.
They're gorgeous.
Well, they're easy. Do you want to learn?
Yeah.
Okay, so take your base. There you go. I've gotten mine started. And then you cut a couple of branches here. There you go. And you're just going to want to straighten out the branches to make sure they look nice and neat. And then you're just going to lay it on the base. And then you're going to take your wire and attach it to the base. And you do that all the way around. You'll get the hang of it. And then you get to add ribbons and pine cones and decorate it however you want.
So do you sell these?
thought about it, but I don't think they're good enough. I do have lots of other ideas on ways to save the farm, though.
Yeah, like what?
Well, I want to expand the business. I want families to be able to come to the farm to buy their trees. And we could have sleigh rides and a snack bar. There could be an ice skating rink and concerts. It would be like a little winter wonderland.
It sounds perfect. Have you talked to your parents about it?
I've tried, but we never have the money.
Haley looks down.
Anyway, it's a dream, but it's just a dream.
Kind of like me making this wreath.
Adelaide holds up the wreath. Exterior of the family's home at night.
Hearing all the Christmas songs, waiting for old Santa Claus. Kiss under the mistletoe.
Adelaide writes in her notebook. She closes it and stands up.
We have to at least try.
With what money? Haley, we can't even pay the mortgage.
So what, we're just supposed to sit around and do nothing? Just wait for the bank to foreclose?
Oh.
She sees Haley coming upstairs and runs back to the couch. Haley and then her mother walk up.
Christmas decorations? You want to help?
Are you going to make me untangle more Christmas lights?
Well, if you start now, you might be done by New Year's.
Adelaide lifts the lid of a box.
Oh, that was Dylan's first guitar.
She looks at picture of Dylan.
So what about you, Miss Addie? What makes you tick?
I also love music. I work a lot, which is good, I guess. I'm never really home. I don't get to see my friends or family much. I don't really get moments like this, so it's nice being here.
Well, we're happy to have you.
Emma, Haley told me about the possible foreclosure.
Oh. Well, farmers are really good at growing things, but not always as good at selling them.
I would really like to help.
Oh, no, that is so kind. Honey, really, but we'll be okay.
Emma looks down.
Yeah, we'll be okay. Addie, have you seen our stars? We have the most brilliant night sky.
Oh, you want me to go outside? In the cold?
Yep.
At night?
Who knows what you'll find?
Emma smiles at her. Adelaide walks outside. She sees Dylan playing guitar by a fire. She smiles. She walks towards him.
Your mom told me to come see the stars.
Yeah, I bet she did. A storm is rolling in, but it's a pretty clear sky right now.
So this is what's beyond the blanket of city smog.
Mm-hmm.
I bet a country boy like you knows all the constellations.
Yeah, of course.
She sits down next to him and points at the sky.
What's that?
Dylan looks up.
That is Orion's belt.
And that?
She points again.
That is Orion's suspenders.
That is Ursa Major. That is Cassiopeia.
Wow, you know your stars.
I've wished on them so many times I know them all by name.
Or it takes a star to know a star. Adelaide. I would recognize your voice anywhere. And it does have heart.
Maybe. I'm sorry I lied. I don't always know how to be Adelaide K. It's easier to be just Addie.
Dylan stares at her.
I should tell your family the truth.
No. Your secret is safe with me.
He smiles at her.
And so is your secret.
Mine? I don't have a secret.
You don't really have any interest in playing music or performing or doing the thing you obviously love?
He shakes his head.
Yeah, I'm not one for standing up in front of people. And besides, I've got the stars, lodging close to where I work. What more do I need?
He smiles. Adelaide looks at him and looks back at the fire.
Well, we should turn it. We have early mornings around here.
Dylan stands with his guitar.
Not as early as my mornings.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Oh, and don't think being Adelaide Kay is going to get you out of morning chores.
Oh, I don't. And I'm not Adelaide Kay, remember? Just Addie.
Dylan smiles at her and walks away. She looks back at the fire and leans back and looks up at the stars. The light from the fire flickers on her face. Snow falls on a neighborhood street.
Now instead we're missing important promos. Never mind. We're snowed in. We're going to come for you as soon as we can.
What about the talk today?
Cole will do it.
You replaced me with Cole Wyatt?
Not replacing. The two of you were going to do the radio show together.
Russell, you can't keep making these decisions without consulting me.
We'll talk about this later, all right? Look, talk to Sandra, okay?
Russell hands his phone to Sandra.
I know. So, how's the farm?
Too much fresh air.
No.
It's nice. Emma and Dale are so gracious, and Haley is way cooler than I ever was at 16. And Dylan...
Dylan? Wait.
There's a Dylan? Is he cute? What's he like? He's like... I don't know. Real.
Addie, breakfast. I also brought you some new clothes. I hope they fit.
Is she calling you Addie? And what do you mean, real?
Sandra, just call me when the highway opens.
Adelaide hangs up. She sees Haley.
Galoshes!
Amazing.
She smiles. Dale smiles as she makes breakfast.
Morning, Addie.
Morning.
Hi, honey. Oh, it's 10 days before Christmas. Why don't you do the honors?
Addie, why don't you come over and help me flip some pancakes?
I'd love to.
Oh, wow.
These are Dad's famous Christmas pancakes.
Mm-hmm. You guys have a holiday-shaped breakfast a lot?
You must think we're crazy.
As long as the pancakes are this good, I'm not judging.
We are not crazy. We're just a little bit different. Actually, Addie, there is a story about a forest that was full of perfectly straight trees, but in the center, there's a crooked tree, and all of the very, very straight trees, they laugh at the crooked tree until the loggers come and say, take all of the straight ones and leave the rest.
Dylan smiles. Dale and Haley smile.
We're the rest.
Dylan and Adelaide look at each other. Emma gives Dale a look.
Oh, I heard on the radio about this talent search for musicians. Some sort of reality TV show or something.
They all look at Dylan.
So I loaded the truck up. I'm going to head into town after breakfast.
Oh, I'll come with. Addie, do you want to stay here or come with us?
I don't know how long my ride will take, so yeah, I'll come to town.
Great.
Dylan smiles. Adelaide stares at him. Dylan and Adelaide pull up in his truck.
All right. Go to work.
What?
Help me unload the truck.
Unload the truck?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
They get out.
I did spend most of my childhood indoors, singing lessons, pageants, and heavy lifting wasn't exactly a pageant talent.
Well, it's time to learn a new pageant talent. Come on. You grab it by the bass string there. I'm gonna get it here. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, up.
They lift a tree.
And down.
Adelaide looks back at him as he has his arms around her.
Great. Good job. Just grab it by the head.
Like this?
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah.
Good.
They carry the tree together.
Look at you, Addie. You're going to be a pro in no time.
Oh, yeah. I was actually thinking if you put your wreaths out here, maybe you could try to sell them. I think they'd fly out of here. I actually think that your whole idea for the farm could really work.
Haley and Dylan look at each other.
I told Addie.
And I know your parents said no because it would cost money, but what if it didn't have to?
What do you mean?
Maybe you have people who would want to help, like friends or neighbors?
Well, Owen has the horse and sleigh.
Yeah, and Bev has all of those decorations just lying around. What if we built something to show Mom and Dad?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see what happens.
Maybe you could make the money you need to save the farm.
It's a great idea.
Dylan smiles. The town at night, from above.
We can go talk to Bev in the hardware store, and then we can find out.
Oh, but there's Owen right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go get him, kid. Come on.
But what if he says no?
And what if he says yes? Come on, I'll go with you. Just speak from the heart, and it'll be great.
Owen walks up to the three of them.
Owen, hi, I'm Addie, a friend of the Lapp family.
So nice to meet you, Addie. Dylan, Haley.
Owen, I was hoping that you would help us. I have this idea for the family farm.
Sure. What would that be?
Haley smiles at him.
So, what do you think, Bev?
I love your idea, Haley. The decorations are all yours.
Thank you.
Come on this way, I'll show you.
Haley follows Bev back into the store.
Hey. Look at these. You should put them on.
Real.
Come on.
No,
be a reindeer.
I'm not a reindeer.
First, off the top, we've got special guest Cole Wyatt. So, Cole, let's get right to it. What can you tell us about you and Adelaide?
Let's just say there's something going on between us that neither of us really understands.
So we'll be clear overnight, but it will be...
Sounds like your boyfriend really misses you.
Dylan walks away from Adelaide.
Now for traffic, let's go to the island. Guys, Jasmine...
Hey, Cole is not my boyfriend. It's just a publicity stunt that my manager set up.
It's just the way things are done. You pretend to date people you barely know, and you sing songs that you know are bad.
Well, do it a different way. Do it your way. Go back to writing your own songs.
And what? That album flopped. I think you were the only person who listened to it. But then I started working with Russell and doing it his way, and now I have a hit single. I'm so close. Except, you know, suddenly I'm...
Cole Wyatt's girlfriend.
It's just, what if this is the only way you can do it?
What if it's not?
Adelaide looks down.
I'm trying to write a Christmas song
to maybe perform at the Palace concert.
All right, well, what do you have so far?
Frustration and self-doubt.
The building blocks of every creative endeavor.
It's just a carol is a big deal. It's a song that's supposed to make you feel the joy of Christmas.
That's a lot of pressure to put on one song. Why not instead just think about what a carol means to you?
What does a carol mean to you?
To me, a carol is the visiting uncle of songs. It shows up too early, way too loud, and it never leaves when I want it to. Hey.
They face each other. Dylan sighs.
A carol makes me feel the way I felt as a kid on Christmas morning.
See, you're good at this. You should be making music.
They stare at each other. Haley walks up.
Everything is set for the presentation for Mom and Dad tomorrow. The print shop is making the flyers for free, so I'll hand them out and get the word out.
Ooh, and you should also announce it at the tree lighting.
If I do, could you stay for the festival? You would love it. There's food and music.
Music? Maybe you should perform at the tree lighting. It'll be great press for the farm.
Dylan smiles.
Oh, I think it's for you.
Adelaide sees a text from Russell that says, "Highway opened. We'll be in Preston around 9 p.m. She sends one that says, "Don't come back tonight."
Would it be all right with you guys if I stayed a little longer?
Yeah. I think that'd be great.
What if I stay longer if you perform at the tree lighting? Deal?
Dylan stares at her and smiles. The three of them walk outside of the family home.
Haley, it's 4 a.m. It's middle of the night. also known as the farmer's morning.
That's for dairy farmers. They have to milk cows. We live on a tree farm. We don't have to milk the trees.
They stop and look at a plan.
I've been working on this all night, and I like it. I'm just stuck. The staging area is all wrong. What do you think?
Well, what if you made this the sales floor? And then you could put all the decorations around the trees.
Yes, and then that's the first thing customers see when they arrive.
Haley looks up and smiles.
I love it.
She carries a tree with a headlamp on her head. Dylan carries one behind her. Adelaide drops a tree. She reaches down and drags it. Dylan sets down pieces of wood. Haley makes a wreath. She picks it up and looks at it. She smiles. Dylan walks up to Adelaide with a box of lights.
I hear these are your specialty.
Very funny.
Eh? Okay, I'll put them over.
She smiles at him as he walks away. Exterior of the family home. Adelaide puts a bow on a reindeer decoration. She looks around. Dylan looks up at her.
It's so quiet here. I don't think I have ever been anywhere this quiet. The silence is... it's almost musical.
You know, on mornings like this, when it is this quiet, it's kind of when I hear the music the loudest.
She nods.
You know?
Okay. I mean, it's not all going to be done today. And... it's not exactly what I was thinking, but...
you are building it, step by step, and you are doing it your way, and that is always a good thing.
Haley smiles.
Oh, Owen's here at the horse.
Dylan smiles. He and Adelaide stare at each other.
Well, they called us down for something.
Ready?
I'm kind of nervous.
That's a good thing. It usually means something important is about to happen.
All right, what are you kids up to?
Mom, Dad, I have something to show you.
Is it a large cup of coffee?
Better. Come on.
All right. It's a pot of coffee.
Emma and Dale smile and follow them.
Hurry up.
Mom, Dad, 30 years ago, you had a dream to start the Lapp Farm. And now, 30 years later, I want to follow my dream for the farm. I want to expand the business and make the farm a holiday destination spot. And it won't just be Christmas. We'll have harvest festivals and pumpkin patches, Easter egg hunts, and 4th of July barbecues. Our farm will be a place that doesn't just spread Christmas cheer, but spreads joy all year long. And I know that we don't have any money, but we have friends who want to help. Addie is assisting with the PR. Bev loaned us all of the decorations, and Owen agreed to run sleigh rides.
Owen, you're retired.
Nothing I'd rather do with my time.
Honey, even with all of this help, there's still upkeep, there's insurance, there's marketing.
We'll find a way to make it work.
Every dime we have to put into this, we have to find a dime from someplace else. I mean, it's a gamble, kiddo.
But it's something. We'd be doing something instead of waiting for our home to be taken away. All I have ever wanted is this farm, and I won't give it up. Maybe this idea could save the farm.
Emma grits her teeth.
It's ambitious.
She takes after you. I remember when your mom and I first walked this piece of property. I mean, it was just a fallow plot. It needed a lot of work, but your mom, she saw it as a home.
Okay, how about we start small and we'll see how it goes.
Haley and her mom hug.
Get over it.
Adelaide gives Haley two thumbs up. Haley hugs her dad. Dylan and Adelaide smile at each other. A snowy, frozen pond. Adelaide sits and works on a wreath. Dylan walks up to her.
Hey. Haley wanted me to relay a message. Somebody keeps calling for you.
No, it's my manager, Russell. He wants me back on schedule. The Palace show is in 8 days, and it's supposed to be my grand unveiling where I cement my place in country music.
But that's not what you want?
Of course it is. I don't know what I'm gonna be cemented as.
He looks down.
I'm really proud of Haley.
Yeah, me too. You know, she's wanted this ever since she could form a sentence.
It's really hard to want something so badly for so long and not know if you're ever gonna get it.
He nods.
Yes, it is.
Adelaide stares at him and looks down.
I'm gonna head back. Haley needs my help. Hey, do you wanna come?
Anything to get me away from this wreath.
Is that what that is?
Hey.
She sets the wreath down and stands. They walk together.
So, how's the song coming?
It's not really. I have a melody in my head. It's yours. I told you had an earworm.
You should put some lyrics to it.
No, I couldn't. It's yours.
Oh, come on. I loved your first album.
My debut flop. I don't know, maybe I'm not a writer. Maybe I'm just supposed to sing other people's music.
Yeah, or maybe you're just scared.
What about you?
What about me?
You're pretty good at that guitar of yours. Why don't we flesh out a song and write something together? Motivate you. Get you out of Preston.
He smiles.
No, I can't leave now.
But what if Haley's idea works and business picks up? You could leave then, right?
I guess. It's just the music industry is very hard. You know the difference between a musician and a large pizza?
A pizza could feed a family of four.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just meant to stay here.
Maybe you're just scared.
He shakes his head at her and smiles.
All right. Okay, we'll try. Come on.
They continue to walk. Dylan plays a guitar. Adelaide sits next to him and looks at him.
If you have the lyrics, let's hear them.
She opens her notebook.
I can't. They're so stupid.
No. You know what they say? They say if it's too stupid to say, sing it. Come on.
Dylan starts playing again.
Maybe just a little faster.
Faster?
Yeah. I like it. It's Christmas time. The snow is white. What a beautiful sight. Let's go for a sleigh ride, baby.
I'm sure to see you.
Always Christmas home, hearing all the Christmas songs.
She smiles at him as she sings.
Didn't mean to interrupt. Thought you might like to go for a sleigh ride.
They look at each other.
Yeah, sure, we'd love to.
The first snow.
They ride on the sleigh.
Was too certain.
Yes, I think so. And then there's the actual little thing.
Who's that? Are they lost, do you think?
No. I think they're customers. It's starting to work.
Haley looks amazed. Exterior of the family home. Adelaide carries food in the kitchen. She looks under a towel and grimaces.
Wow.
Dylan walks in.
What's that smell?
I made breakfast.
What is it?
No.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
What is it?
It's my specialty. Something burnt.
But theirs are not that burnt. See?
He can't bite into a muffin. She smiles.
Tastes like cement. You have some flour. Right there. Should we try this again? Maybe if we do it together, it'll be better.
That seems to be the case.
You still have flour.
They smile at each other as he touches her face.
That's so good.
We just got a call for our first sleigh ride reservation. Bev has been telling all of her customers.
What's that smell?
Addie made breakfast.
I was thinking about rearranging some of the decorations. Do you want to help?
Do something I'm actually good at? I would love to.
Adelaide takes off her apron and follows Haley.
What's going on with you two?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. I see the way she looks at you.
She doesn't look at me.
I'm sorry. I know that I'm supposed to mind my own business, but you and I both know that I can't. It's just, I feel like there's something between you.
Yeah, it's you.
Emma laughs.
Addie's just passing through. She's gonna leave soon, so.
Well, maybe you should think about joining her. I love having you here at home, you know that. But I wake up every morning and I pray that today's the day you're going to tell me you're going. Because this, it's all we've ever wanted. But you want something else.
Dylan puts his arm around her.
Right, look at this.
He sets a welcome sign out in the yard.
Look at that.
I think it's great.
Haley pulls up in a truck and gets out.
Hey! What's all this wood for?
Well, Bev donated it all. It's to help with the frame for this. Maybe it could be like our emblem. The first thing that people see when they come in.
It's stunning.
The 2x4s are for the frame, but we still need some evergreen boughs to weave through it. So I was thinking that you could collect those.
Me? Really?
Well, yeah, you know, because now, like, I'm your new boss.
Right. Yeah, of course. Hey, boss.
Oh. Oh. Haley turns after being hit with a snowball.
Oh. I think there's something wrong with your arm because you used to be able to hit me.
She hits Dylan with one. Emma stands by Adelaide.
Good help is hard to find. Hey, Miss Addie, do you want to help cut down the Lapp family Christmas tree?
I would love to.
She hands Adelaide a handsaw.
Oh, this is something, isn't it?
You know, I still remember when we first bought this land. I was a city girl, like you. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the difference between a Christmas tree and a palm tree.
They walk together.
My parents thought that I was crazy. And during the hard times, and there have been some hard times, I wonder if they were right. I wonder if I made a mistake that's going to cost my family our home.
You didn't make a mistake, Emma. You created something beautiful. This farm, your family.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, my days here still are the happiest of my life. Thank you.
They continue to walk.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's our Christmas tree.
How do you know?
The size, the shape, the color, I don't know, something. It calls to me.
This is our plan. I'm going to hold it steady up top here. You're going to cut down low and straight across. Just be careful you don't sever a limb.
Mine are the trees.
Good question.
Adelaide reaches under a tree.
There has to be an easier way to cut down a Christmas tree, like a chainsaw.
Oh, no. No, the Lapp family tree has to be cut down by hand. It's tradition. Just make slow, long strokes, and you let the blade do the work. Ugh. Hey, you can do this, Addie.
Nathan turns a screw into a piece of wood.
Hey, Addie just cut down our Christmas tree.
Wow. Don't you look proud of yourself?
Yep.
She's a beauty, right?
Dylan smiles. Haley smiles. Stockings hang on the family mantle. Adelaide hangs an ornament on the tree. Dylan sits on a couch and plays guitar.
This was our very first ornament when we moved here. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I carved that myself. It's always the last one to go on the tree.
Yes, it is.
Emma hands Adelaide a Lapp family ornament.
You want me to? If you wouldn't mind.
It would be an honor.
She hangs it on the tree. Dylan puts the guitar aside and stands up.
You cut down a good tree. Every ornament on that tree tells a story. Our story. We have everything we need.
Haley sighs.
What's the matter, sweetie?
It's just... What if this is our last Christmas here?
Well, then let's make it our best one.
Dylan and Adelaide stare at each other.
Why don't the two of you come help me get some cider from the kitchen? Excuse me.
Should we work on our song?
Yes.
They sit down together, and Dylan picks up his guitar.
You ready?
Are you?
We'll see.
He begins to play.
I'm cold, hold me, baby, you'll see. Before I freeze, your heart can warm me up.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
I'm so sorry. It's for you.
Haley hands Adelaide a phone.
Hello?
Dylan looks worried. Adelaide lays down on a bed.
I'm not ready to go yet.
Excuse me? You want to stay there?
But the palace is in a week. We have rehearsal, studio time, promos.
I know, Russell, but I'm writing a song. A good one.
I thought we were done with the writing.
No. You were done.
So who do you want to be?
The singer who couldn't sell an album? Couldn't book a venue?
You're Adelaide Kay, country superstar, and you have worked so hard to get here. Please don't throw it away.
I'm not throwing it away. I'm just doing it my way.
Adelaide, we can talk about this when I get there. Sandra said you were on a farm. Give me the address.
I will call you when I'm ready to go. For now, I'm staying here.
Adelaide.
She hangs up. Russell looks upset. Haley looks sad as she reads a letter. Emma kisses her on the head. Adelaide comes into the room.
It's the final notice. If you don't pay up, the bank will foreclose January 3rd.
What are we gonna do? Well, we're not gonna cave. You had a good idea, Haley, and it's working. Customers are coming in, sales are up, right?
Dylan nods.
This is a hard time, but we're gonna be okay. We're just gonna focus on your idea. How about we close up the lot in town to save money and just sell trees at the farm?
That's a good idea. We're not gonna let this break us.
We're not gonna let it ruin our Christmas.
Dylan looks over at Adelaide. She looks back at him. Dylan holds a Lapp Family Christmas Tree sign. Adelaide carries a tree past him. He smiles as she sets it down.
Dylan, I can't believe you're shutting down. You've been here, what, nearly 20 years?
Yeah, well, we're just shutting the lot down to folks on the farm. Don't worry, we're still going strong.
Well, I bought the first Christmas tree sold here, and I want to buy the last. So, Dylan?
Yes, right away.
He follows the customer.
Actually, why don't you help her?
Do you want me to sell a tree to Bev?
Yeah.
Why don't I just convert her to the pot plant idea?
Go on.
Adelaide walks over to the customer.
Hi. I'm going to be helping you.
Huh?
So this is the spruce. It is the most popular. It is hearty, yet elegant, mm-hmm. and perfect if you want to go heavier on the decorations. Mm-hmm. But if you are more traditional, the Douglas fir is the go-to with the silky needles and the iconic pine smell.
Well, I am a traditionalist, so... Oh, my goodness.
Adelaide looks over and sees Haley sitting on a bench.
Oh, I love this.
You go. I got this.
I'll be right back.
She walks towards her. She sits down on the bench next to her.
Just feeling sorry for myself.
Well, don't let me ruin it.
I know that I'm just supposed to square my shoulders and soldier on, but honestly, I just want to give up.
You cannot give up.
Why?
Because this is everything you've always wanted, and you are so close to seeing it through.
You're inspirational. Look, 5 days later, and you still have me convinced that I can make a wreath. You're amazing. Well, most people like the symbolism of a wreath more than its construction.
What is the symbolism?
You don't know?
I didn't know what a galosh was.
Well, the evergreen branches represent strength because they stay green even in the harshest of winters. And the circular shape reminds us that every end has a new beginning.
Well, we have lots to do before the tree lighting,
including handing out a whole bunch of flyers. Let's go.
They stand up. Haley hands a pedestrian a flyer.
There you go.
Dale boxes up pies in the kitchen. Dylan carries more pies over.
Ah, I made my famous apple pies for tonight.
It smells delicious. You clean up nicely.
Don't look so surprised.
Adelaide smiles at Dylan.
Addie, look. It's an early Christmas gift. Mom made it. What do you think?
It's gorgeous.
For me?
Mm-hmm. And every time you wear it, I want you to think of us.
I love it.
She takes a scarf from Emma and puts it on.
What do you think?
It's beautiful.
Emma and Haley look at them fawningly. The main street of town lit up with Christmas lights. A Santa and reindeer outdoor display. Adelaide walks through the town square. Haley walks up to her.
How's it going?
It's going great. Everyone's loving the flyers for the farm.
Good.
Adelaide walks over to a table with food on it.
What did I tell you? We knew we'd find you near the food. You know me so well.
I think in times like these, you should be allowed to eat all the dessert you want.
I still really want to help. Oh, having you here with us has already been such a wonderful gift. You're going to come back and visit us, right? I promise.
Dale hugs Adelaide.
All right, everyone. It's time for the tree lighting.
Come on, everyone.
Gather around.
There you are. You ready?
The townspeople look up at the giant tree. The tree lights up. Emma and Dale and Haley smile. Dylan smiles and applauds.
It's perfect.
Let's go dance.
Okay.
So, you want to dance?
I'd love to.
Adelaide and Dylan begin to dance.
She's the best.
Did you decide if you're going to perform yet?
Why? Do you think our song is going to be ready in time?
Not to encourage your deflection, but I did finish the second verse.
And?
It's good.
I told you it would be.
My whole career, I had this voice telling me to be afraid that I'm not talented, that I'm an imposter. And that voice is still there, but I'm just not listening to it. Or maybe I just don't believe it.
He gazes at her.
Merry Christmas, Preston. I know I've already told most of you about the new lap farm. So I just wanted to say
Thank you for showing me and my family so much love and support.
The crowd applauds Haley.
If I could sell a Christmas tree, you could perform.
Dylan fidgets nervously.
Oh, there's a lot of people here.
It's scarier to think about. It'll be easier when you just go up there.
But what you said about that voice inside your head saying you're not good enough and you're just going to mess everything up, it's screaming at me right now.
Haley looks at Dylan imploringly.
I can't.
She walks away from the microphone.
It's okay. I'd rather dance with you anyway.
They continue to dance. The town from above.
Hi. How are you? Have you seen Natalie Kay around town?
No.
That's what's so different. Hi there, how are you? Adelaide Kay, have you seen her?
No.
Oh,
Russell, Adelaide said she would call you when she's ready.
I don't have time for this.
Russell walks into Bev's store.
Hi, how are you? Adelaide Kay, have you seen her? Country superstar.
Oh, I knew it was her.
Yes, where is she?
Well, who are you?
I'm her manager.
Oh, she's at the Laps outside of town. I can give you directions.
Thank you.
Adelaide sells a wreath to a man. Haley walks towards her looking upset.
Hey, what's wrong?
Last night, my friend said that you looked like Adelaide Kay. So I checked online, and Addie, she really is Adelaide Kay, the singer. You already knew?
Yeah. I figured it out pretty quickly, but I promised her I'd keep her secret.
Haley looks at Adelaide with disappointment.
Oh, no.
Adelaide towards her bus as she sees it pull up. Russell and Sandra get out. Russell sees her.
What are you doing here?
Adelaide, we gotta go. Paul's rehearsals start tomorrow. And I have been waiting to tell you this in person. I got you the most coveted spot on the nation's number one talk show, and it is all yours.
Adelaide smiles.
All mine or mine and Cole's?
Well, you and Cole this year, but you know, star-crossed lovers, holiday romance. If you stay on track, next year this could be yours.
Addie, come on, you don't have to do it this way.
It's the morning show. It's the show I watched my entire life with my family and always dreamed of being on it, and now I will be.
Yeah, it's Cole Wyatt's girlfriend.
This year, but this is a huge step.
Yeah, but
I have worked so hard. I have compromised so much. I cannot walk away.
The family all look at her.
This is my dream.
Dylan stares at her solemnly.
What's going on?
Addie is really Adelaide Kay, some famous singer.
I'm not famous. I'm sorry I didn't tell you who I was. I liked being just Addie.
Dylan continues to stare at her.
Okay, come on, let's go.
Adelaide follows Russell and Sandra towards her bus. She looks back at the family as she gets to the door. Dylan shakes his head at her. She goes in. The Nashville skyline. Exterior of the Hotel Sophia.
After this, we have rehearsal for the Palace tomorrow, the morning show. Adelaide, you're going to be amazing. I still have those Christmas jokes if you want them.
Adelaide looks sad as she gets fitted in front of a mirror.
Adelaide, I know you're upset, but you made your own decision, right? You need to focus on what's positive. You're a star. And we make sacrifices for stardom.
Sacrifices? What sacrifices have you made, Russell? Because I've sacrificed my name, my family, my integrity. Do I really have to sacrifice my heart? When is this enough?
Russell looks at her in shock.
Let's give her a minute.
The seamstress leaves the room. Adelaide stares ahead. Dylan walks into the living room. Haley sits in a chair and looks at him.
How are you doing?
He shrugs. Haley looks down.
What's wrong?
Mom just did the books, and she says that sales are up. Way up, actually. But, we're still not gonna have the money in time. We're gonna lose the farm.
Dylan's jaw drops.
But I'm not giving up, because I still somehow think everything is gonna be okay. And if it's not okay, then at least I can say that I tried. And it's about time that you tried too, Dylan. I know that you're worried about leaving us, but we're gonna be fine. I promise.
I worry about you guys. What if I do this thing that I've wanted forever? And I find out that I'm just not good enough.
You are good enough. You're great.
He smirks.
As is this hot chocolate, and I just made a fresh batch. Do you want some?
Wow, way to bury the lead.
Haley stands and goes towards the kitchen. Dylan puts his fist over his mouth and looks lost in thought. He sees a note to him from Adelaide on a wreath. He goes over and kneels down and picks up the wreath. The note reads, "Dylan, if I can do this, then you can do anything. XO Addy." Adelaide stands in the room and continues to stare ahead.
Hey.
She turns to Sandra.
I haven't seen you this sad since
my first album flopped.
I didn't know how to make you feel better then either.
Adelaide looks down and nods.
Russell says this is my chance to cement myself in country music, but what if this isn't what I want to cement? Dylan made me think about that, about who I really am.
Adelaide, you know who you are. You always have deep down, but you just need to believe that it's good enough. I wish that you could see yourself the way that I do, or the way that Dylan does.
Adelaide smiles.
And that album was good. It really was. Let the world see that, Adelaide.
Ready for the morning show tomorrow? You read the script the PR team sent over, right? It doesn't have to be word for word. It just focus on you and Cole, country Christmas, how happy you two are, etc.
Got it.
Great.
Russell leaves.
What's that look? What are you gonna do?
Adelaide looks like she has an idea.
It seems our viewers can't get enough of the prince and princess of country pop.
So, Adelaide, you have a hit song. Does this all just seem like a fairy tale?
Yeah, it does seem like a fairy tale. But honestly, it feels more like a fantasy. Because I'm not actually dating Cole. It was a rumor someone started, PR stunt, and I know what you're thinking. How could anyone do that? So I want to apologize to my fans from the bottom of my heart. And the truth is, I did have a special someone. He's a man who believed in my music and in me. So, Dylan, if you're watching this, and to Haley, Emma, and Dale, thank you so much for everything you've given me.
Adelaide smiles to the camera.
Well, this is quite the interesting turn of events here. Let's go to commercial break.
Russell looks flustered.
Adelaide, that was a disaster.
Also known as the truth. Russell,
I love music. I live for it. And you know what? I'm good at it. And I've worked a lifetime to get here, and I'm ready to do it my way.
Adelaide, you gotta believe in me.
What about believing in me? You know what? Never mind. Because now I believe in myself. I'm so grateful for everything that you've done for me, Russell. And if we can do things a different way, my way, then I would love to do it together.
Russell looks at her and nods. They smile at each other. Adelaide walks down a large staircase. She pauses, sees her fans, and smiles. She goes outside to greet her fans.
Adelaide, I want to be just like you.
Just be yourself, because that's even better.
Thank you.
Dylan stands by her bus and looks at her.
Thought you weren't a fan.
He shrugs.
Well, what can I say? I like your new stuff.
I'm sorry. I was scared. I thought I was walking away from everything I ever wanted, but it's actually not what I want at all.
Yeah, I get it. And you were right. I've been so afraid of failing, that's why I haven't tried.
How's the farm?
Well, sales are up, but we're not going to make it in time.
Let me help, please. I could do a Christmas concert, and all the money could go to save the farm.
But when, on Christmas Eve? That's the night of your palace show.
I'd rather do this, because that palace gig was supposed to be what showed the world who I was, but this is who I really am.
That's really generous. And it would be a miracle if it worked.
It'll work. Besides, I have a newfound belief in Christmas miracles.
Dylan smiles.
Plus, it'll be your big debut.
Me? No, I can't perform.
Yes, you are. And there's no one else I'd rather share the spotlight with.
Dylan moves towards her and they kiss. The fans cheer them on. A crowd around a family barn at night. People carry wreaths. A sign outside the barn reads, "Concert." Haley looks around and smiles. Dylan and Adelaide stand together.
You're right. This place is like stepping into Jingle Bells. I know. Isn't it beautiful?
You saved the farm. Thank you so much.
Haley hugs Adelaide.
To say thank you, I baked you a dozen pies.
Oh, you know me so well.
And this one, it's my baby's first show.
Mom, come on.
I'm sorry. I'm so proud of you, honey.
All we've ever wanted was for our kids to follow their dreams.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear you guys say that, because I'm leaving Preston. I'm going to see where this adventure takes me. And I'll try not to be offended at how happy you are, then we are.
Dylan's parents smile.
You know, this is all we've ever wanted. You've always been really good to us. Now you go be good to yourself.
Curtain in 2 minutes. You ready?
Addy, you never actually took one of our trees, so I put yours right there up on the stage. It's right in the middle.
Thank you.
You can't miss it. Come on.
Dale pats Dylan on the chest.
Adelaide.
That's a great song.
It's going to be a hit.
Thank you.
I always knew you could write.
Russell and Sandra walk away from Dylan and Adelaide.
Are you nervous?
I've been nervous since the moment I met you.
I meant about the show.
Oh, yes, I'm terrified. But I'd rather fail at something I love than regret not doing anything. And besides, I get to play with the Adelaide Kay.
Well, it is just music, and I am just Addie.
Not to me, you're not. Merry Christmas, Addie.
Merry Christmas, Dylan.
They kiss. Dylan looks tense as she walks towards the stage. He follows her onto the stage. The crowd applauds.
Merry Christmas, everyone! There is nowhere else I would rather be than right here. So without much further ado, I am Adelaide Kay.
And I'm Dylan Lack. And this is a very special Christmas song written by Addie.
That we wrote together.
Dylan looks at her and starts to play guitar. The crowd begins to dance.
I'm cold, hold me, baby, you'll see. Before I freeze, your heart can warm me up.
It's Christmas time, the snow is white. What a beautiful sight. Let's go for a sleigh ride, baby. But waiting for this all year long, hearing all the Christmas songs, waiting for old Santa Claus. Maybe if it's under the mistletoe, listen for the reindeer hooves landing on the top of my roof. Waking up with you on Christmas morning, I've been waiting. Oh, I've been waiting.
They gaze at each other.
Stare at each other.